The web of trails connecting communities throughout Northwest Arkansas grew again this weekend. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis reports the latest addition will allow people to see a part of the area most have never seen.
And with that, the new Clear Creek Trail was officially opened. The trail is a 2.25 mile long section that mostly lies in Johnson and ties into Fayetteville's trail system. It is also a part of the Razorback Greenway Trail, the 36-mile trail system that will stretch between Lake Bella Vista in Bentonville and Walker Park in Fayetteville. The first trail in Johnson, Mayor Buddy Curry says the completion of Clear Creek Trail is eye-opening to him.
We've seen this hard work going on for quite a few years down here from a lot of volunteers, and the city of Johnson's officially has never been involved in this. It's all been a committee, but we've been backing them up. And now that it's opened, now it's time for the city to step forward.
Dan Cross is one of the members of Johnson Clear Creek Trails, the nonprofit group that led the push for trails within the city.
You know, right now, if you're cynical, all we've done is connect Fayetteville to Fayetteville, which may not look good on a resume, but we've given everybody access to Clear Creek. Before this project, the only ones that have seen this part of the creek were the landowners. Five people, maybe. We've opened up this beautiful scenery, this green space.
But Mayor Curry says that opening Clear Creek Trail is just the beginning of trails in Johnson, as plans are already underway for the construction of a trailhead on 5 acres of donated land.
That was one of the questions I had for them. I said, well, we're going to have a nice trail, but how do we get on it? We have no place in our town to access this. We need to find something. And one of the members, Dan Cross, I mentioned to him something, and he said, well, I'll go talk to Walt. And Walt graciously gave us a beautiful spot for a trailhead.
Walt is Walt Robinson, a Johnson landowner who says the decision to donate the land was a simple one.
The trailhead is actually the best usage for that particular piece of land. It's very low, and this community has been wonderful to me, and so I'm getting older, and this is a chance for me to give back and do something for all of Northwest Arkansas, which my wife and I are proud to do.
If there's one group that looks to have the trails connect communities, it's the Walton Family Foundation. The charitable foundation has provided matching funds for a $15 million federal transportation grant to build the Razorback Greenway. Rod Brothers, the director of the foundation's home region focus area, says that a study conducted by the foundation shows that there is overwhelming support for trails in Northwest Arkansas.
We had a quality of life survey completed in August of 2012, and it was really interesting. The trails were acknowledged by more than 80% of the people and had very high degrees of usage. Really interesting that in Springdale, people that identified themselves as Springdale residents were one of the heaviest users of trails, and there really are very few trails in the city of Springdale. So trails were something that predominantly in the survey people recognized as leading to quality of life and using trails.
Meanwhile, another regional organization that has a vested interest in developing the trail system did an analysis of its own. John McClarty is a senior planner with the Northwest Arkansas Regional Planning Commission.
We did a geographical analysis just yesterday based on the 2010 census, and within 1/2 mile of this trail, the 36 mile corridor, 76,000 people live within 1/2 mile of this trail. And 80,000 people are employed within 1/2 mile of this trail. So that means that gives this trail a tremendous potential to be used not just for recreation, and there's nothing wrong with recreation, that's great, but it can also be used for daily alternative transportation methods.
And with the new Clear Creek Trail opened, it's likely to bring more daily usage from Fayetteville residents, as it does create a connection between points in Fayetteville. But Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan says that this trail isn't just a boon for his city.
This is a trail of regional connectivity, if you will, where, you know, it's not just about one city or the other city, but it's all the cities and it's all the people of the region working together to make this happen. You know, I used a quote today from Eleanor Roosevelt, the future belongs to those that dream and believe in the beauty of their dreams. This was a dream 5 years ago, but now it's a reality. And it took all of us working together and the whole region to make this a complete, if you will, taking the dream and bringing it into reality. And today you see that reality of this regional trail.
Matt Mihaljevic, Fayetteville's City Trails Coordinator, told the assembled crowd at Saturday's ribbon-cutting ceremony that while it brings new connections to the trail system, cyclists can access those connections without worrying about interference from motorists.
Some of the things I really like about this trail is it actually doesn't cross any streets. We were able to go under bridges with all of our crossings. Direct connection from Skull Creek Trail to Lake Fayetteville Trail, which is 5.5 miles a loop there and soon to be continued on north. So just really exciting to have this trail.
Although the opening of Clear Creek Trail and the opening of Fayetteville's Frisco Trail Extension, which was also celebrated Saturday, signifies the ever-nearing overall completion of the Razorback Greenway, the city of Johnson has its eyes on extending trails within its own borders. Mayor Buddy Curry says that while more trail connections are already being planned, like a trail leading to Willow Creek Women's Hospital that will eventually lead to Arvest Ballpark, there is another concern that is equally as pressing as adding more miles of trail.
Number one, we got to figure out how to maintain this trail. I've had people ask me, well, what's your plan? I said, I don't know yet. We've never owned a trail. So we're going to play it by ear. We're going to monitor it. And we're going to make a plan as we go to see what we need to do. But we know we have to keep this looking beautiful through here because this is a fantastic trail.
With a bustling creek, fallow fields, and the buds of spring sprouting everywhere, Clear Creek Trail really is a nice respite from the hustle of the area's many highways. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.